Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, where did her submission go, DZ? Oh. Wait, I had it right in here. We got one the other day, and I thought I threw it in.
So
oh, here
got
it is.
Okay, I think I can pull it up quick if you.
Oh, I got scared.
Okay, make
it
sure.
I did not save where I thought I had saved it. Okay, it's right here.
Technology.
Dude, she named it Chatty Cathy.
That's the one.
The one who wrote in the subject of the email is Chatty Cathy. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. She says, hello, please keep me anonymous.
Gotcha, girl.
I have a girlfriend. We have been friends for about 20 years.
Oh, BFF.
She constantly calls me to talk on her way home in her car. She calls me at the worst times of the day for me. The thing is, she doesn't want to hear about what's going on in my life. Mm. She just wants to complain and get advice on things that are happening in her life.
Mm.
Mm. Our last conversation lasted 30 minutes, and she asked me how things were going with me. And I was about to answer, and she said, oh, sorry, just getting to my appointment. We'll talk later.
That's so rude.
Am I the jerk for never answering her calls and just texting her back instead? She knows I hate talking on the phone. Thank you, Anonymous. Okay. DZ,
This is a vent a friend.
We've talked about this on What Would DZ Do?
Mm-hmm.
How, like, people that don't take a hint that want to talk on the phone all the time.
All the time.
And you're just like, I can't answer this call because they'll never stop and they don't take a hint. I mean, even my mom sometimes, I will say multiple times, I have to go and she'll continue to talk.
My mom is
and tell a whole new story. A whole new story. I'm like, Mom.
Said bye 15 times.
Gotta go, love you. She's like, oh, and then.
Okay,
I'm like,
I love you.
It's like she acts like I never said bye. And I mean, Mom, what are we doing? So then I deal with that all the time. So I feel this. I had a friend who used to call me all the time and she got mad. I stopped answering. I said, I don't like talking on the phone. You never stop. I had to tell her.
There's a fine line.
This is not a what should she do, though.
No.
She's no longer picking them up. She didn't communicate anything, though, to the friend, which makes me feel like she's a jerk.
She just kind of stopped.
Because at least I told my friend, I'm not answering your calls because you don't stop.
But if
and I don't have time to talk to you for 40 minutes.
Hold on, though. On the same coin other side,
yes.
You know, flip the pillow, if you will.
Sure.
The friend knows she don't like talking on the phone. Why are you still calling?
Well, it sounds like the friend doesn't really have any much awareness, period. She's just calling, and she's the one that talks, and the anonymous listens, and then they hang up, and anonymous, she's the listener in the relationship, but she doesn't want to be the listener. See what I mean?
But then, facts. But then what's an inconvenient time? She's saying, oh, she always calls me at an inconvenient time for me. No,
for me.
It just feels like you might not like to talk on the phone, so anytime somebody calls you is an inconvenient time.
Maybe they're calling on the way home, and she just wants to listen to our podcast on her way home, maybe.
Then that's an inconvenience.
She's listening
time.
To Allie and DZ. Yeah. I don't know.
No, you're right. That's
making stuff up.
That's inconvenient.
So she wants to know if she's the jerk for basically never answering the calls and just text. I mean, at least she's texting back. I'll give her that.
Yeah.
But I think she's a jerk for not communicating why she doesn't want to talk on the phone. I did.
What's the difference than ghosting in like a potential relationship, though?
Yeah.
You're not necessarily cutting somebody off. Mm-hmm. You're just going to cease contact.
True. 414-533-1037.
I could go back and forth on this one, to be completely honest with you. Right? Because
I could too, because I get both sides. I don't want anybody going on and on the phone.
Right.
But I also, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're talkers. Mm-hmm. That's a given.
Mm-hmm. For but sure.
I do love to listen.
So you do.
When friends hit me up and they're like, hey, you know, I got to talk, you know, I got to run something through your then I'm in mode, right? Then yeah. I know I'm doing more listening than speaking. Now, if you guys' friendship is like that, you can be that friend for somebody.
True.
You don't have to love talking on the phone to speak to somebody on the phone.
But, you Deezy, just don't if somebody's have enough- calling you, then you need to tell them that and you don't want to talk to them, right?
Yeah.
You don't have enough what? What were you going
to
say?
I get... You need to sacrifice somewhere, and you're never talking on the phone. I get not going. All right, I'm not gonna answer this call every single day.
But once in a while,
you guys have been friends for 20 plus years. In some way, you're basically saying you're washing the friendship.
Somebody said, "Does your friend pay your phone bill? Your phone is for your convenience, not the jerk." Oh wow, what a way. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. Sarah from Maguanago said, "Not the jerk," but she should totally talk to her friend. Sounds like you don't really like her anyway. That's kind of the vibe I got.
And the Gemini,
you don't even like her.
The Gemini is in me strong today because I'm sitting on the fence and I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I could go literally both ways, jerk or not.
Well, it's Leo season, so the Gemini needs to
Gemini
come out.
Gemini got to chill.
It's your wife's season now.
It is. Deep in the season now. Lord help us. All right.
We're going to take your calls and text. She wants to know, she stopped answering her friend's calls because she just calls and talks for 40 minutes. Then as soon as she's going to talk about herself, the friend has to go.
Magic.
Is she the jerk for not picking up the calls? We'll talk to you next.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You guys are slacking on giving us good names for these people. I know she named it Chatty Cathy, but she wanted to be anonymous.
Chatty Cathy's not good enough.
No, she doesn't like answering the phone anymore because her friend calls and talks about herself for 40 minutes and then asks about her, but then gets off the phone.
Don't call Donna.
So am I the jerk for never answering her calls, just texting her back instead? Anonymous. I said, what should we name her? Never answer Natalie?
Never answer Nancy, never. Natalie, or don't call me Donna.
Call me Donna.
Whatever.
I love it.
Either one.
Let's start with, how about Jay in Milwaukee? Jay tried to go both ways, and I said, that's not the way Am I the Jerk works, Jay.
Uh-uh, we can stay on the fence, not you.
Not you, Jay. You got to have an opinion, or it wouldn't work. Hi, Jay.
Morning.
Hello. How's it going? Good morning.
He's good. Like, but it could go both ways. I'm like, but it doesn't.
I know what you mean, but you don't get that luxury.
This is the moral dilemma. Is she the jerk for never answering the calls?
You know what? I got to go with the jerk.
Because,
you know what? Hey, Deezy said it right. You know, when you're talking to the homies, we keep it real. And we have certain code words or give the deep breaths like, what are you about to do?
Yep.
Or, hey, what's going on? Hey, that's the key as in, hey, wrap it up.
I do that. Okay, then. All right. Uh-huh. All right.
So if she's not keeping it real with her, you know, that's kind of like, that's a jerk move.
That is a jerk move. You're 20 plus deep.
You're right. You're 20 years in.
You should be able to look at the homie or be on the phone with the homie and be like, hey, I'm going to hit you back in a second. And they should know, I'm not going to hit you back in a second.
Jay, I've never been more uncomfortable than when I had this talk with my friend of 20 years. Yeah. And I had to tell her, you talk too much on the phone and it stresses me out, so I don't answer. Like, we had this whole discussion.
But with your people, you can.
But I told her, and this friend should do the same.
See, and then you know what, though? Especially if it's your friend for that long. Yeah. And let's say DZ's my boy.
Oh.
Say, hey, look, we had this talk plenty of times. You just talk too much, my man, and you got to sit back and laugh about it, and then maybe they'll realize it one day.
Whoever's trying to call you, tell them we're on the radio right now, okay? I heard your phone cut out like somebody's trying to beep in.
He's getting texted like, Jay, is this
are you on the radio?
Is this you on Kiss right now?
Yes, stop calling him.
I didn't even see that.
No, you good, bro.
We're teasing.
He kissed it off.
Hey, you know what? I didn't want to answer because I didn't want to talk to him anyway. They was talking too much.
Jay, you're funny.
Amen.
You're funny, Jay.
I don't disagree.
We got to talk to you again, man. Call soon.
Bye, Jay.
All right, man. Y'all have a good day.
You too, man. Peace.
On Saturday, I called you, DZ, and literally the first thing out of my mouth when you answered was, you know I only call for emergencies. And you go, what up, fam?
Because you know I only answer for emergencies.
And I was like, I got an update on the, like, we had some stuff for work I had to let you know that was important at the time.
And you knew I was not, but I was active and
you
not,
know,
you know,
I don't call unless
phone.
It's unless I have something to, not an emergency, something to tell you.
Yeah.
Something that you need to know.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just wanted to see. You didn't check your text. I'm telling you this way. Melanie's in Milwaukee, though. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Hey, look, Melanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you? Good morning, DZ.
Hello.
I missed you while you were out.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to finally play your theme song.
We all did. Everybody at the fair was like, DZ's the best partner you've ever had. I'm like, duh. Show's better than ever. Are you kidding me?
Duh, look at me.
But your homegirl, she brought it home while you were gone. I'm telling you.
Hey, no, she always holds it down.
Thanks, Melanie.
Yeah.
You're so sweet. Thank you. Our joke, now I can't be mean to her if she goes against me.
Well, I'm not going to be sweet right now because this woman is a jerk.
Ooh, two for two.
Yes, she is a jerk because, seriously, I'd be embarrassed to say I knew someone for that many years and haven't told them how I actually feel.
Or, let's think about the other side, Melanie, or you're the friend and you feel stupid that your friend doesn't even like you that much and is annoyed by you.
Right?
And you're venting and unloading to the one who's annoyed with you. It's really not a good place to be either.
No, that's so sad for that friend. I mean, I get it, but you gotta say something.
You do gotta say something.
Is that what makes her a jerk? That's what makes her a jerk.
It's a give and take, because it's fine to listen. It's fine to let a friend vent, but if you're constantly the only friend and the only person that's getting to vent, that stuff gets old for sure.
Well, she might need a therapist. This is what therapy's for. You want to go vent aimlessly and get advice to somebody, you might have to pay for it. In today's day and age, I'm sorry, you guys.
You might have to
We're
pay
busy.
For it.
Right, but guess what? That girl probably has no idea that she should be paying for therapy because she thinks her friend is her freaking
therapist.
That part.
Right.
No, that part.
Right.
Melanie, market.
Market is right. All right. On that note, I'm going to therapy today. #  mental health awareness. Okay. You're welcome.
We'll talk to you soon. Yeah.
I'm glad you're both having an awesome summer. I see you, and I know that you are. So,
thank you.
You see us on the book? Yes. You see us on the book? The Facebook?
Yeah.
On the gram?
Yep, from the book. Yep.
I knew it was the book.
I actually just went on there because I love Allie and DZ so much. I wanted to see you guys because I've actually never seen you.
Oh.
So I went on there.
And, what did you think?
Well, I think that I am a completely honest person because I told you that you're beautiful.
Oh,
and you are.
Stop it. Me or DZ? Were you talking to me or DZ right there? Which one?
You.
Well, I'm talking to you, girl.
Thank you. You're really sweet. And I just, what did you think we looked like? That's what I really wanted to know. Did you know?
I didn't picture DZ as grizzly, hairy.
Oh. Okay.
I think I had this big old beard.
Yeah, you rock that. I love it, dude. I so love it. It's so you.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Good, because he changes his hair all the time.
Yeah, don't get used to it.
Yeah, Allie, I didn't have a visual. You know us women, we can't visualize women. We're just our own beauty. So.
I pictured you short with dark hair. That's what I always get. And I'm like, no, I'm tall and I'm blonde. Yeah, every time.
Yeah.
Really tall.
And you rock red. Yeah, girl.
Thank you. Okay, you know, enough about us. We're in the middle of a segment. I forgot. You were gassing me up, and I forgot we were on the radio.
Bye, Melanie.
Bye.
Knows exactly how to
on
distract
us. On that note,
us.
Man, we feel great now. All right, next to the next caller.
I needed that, though.
We needed that on a Monday. All right, Janine is in West Dallas, our girl. Hi, Janine.
You forgot my theme song.
No, we just got all gassed up by Melanie. When your ego starts getting too big and you forgot what was going on around
there
you.
There was so much going on that I'm so sorry. You know, like, see, now I feel terrible.
Janine, I'm so sorry about that. Anyway.
Good as you should.
Good morning. How are you? What the hell's your theme song? Why can't we find it? We'll find it by the end of the segment. A jerk or not the jerk? Let's get back into it, honest to God. She wants to know if she's the jerk for never answering her calls and just texting her friend back instead.
Bring the broom.
Oh.
Absolutely a jerk.
Yikes.
I think it's going to be a sweep now.
Oh.
Yeah, 100%. you know, all friendships, especially that long.
Mm-hmm. You should say something. And that's why. So yeah, everyone
you gotta
is saying
say something.
Jerk.
And if you have said something, you know, just deal with it. Mm-hmm. Unless you're willing to give up a lifelong friendship, you
that
know.
Part. That part.
You mm-hmm. just got to, it's give and take. And
it is, and that's every relationship. And you know what? Yeah. If sometimes, DZ, we talk about this, like in marriage or friendships, sometimes they give more, and sometimes you give more, and sometimes you take more, and sometimes they take more.
It's not 50-50.
If it's all just take and nobody's, then the friendship is done. You got to work it out or move on with your life and stop wasting your time 30 minutes on the phone with somebody you don't even like.
Yeah.
We've got to use our time wisely.
Life's going to run its course way faster.
On.
Yeah, not for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to be that one that jumped in my girlfriend's car and was like, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, hello, are you going to ask how I'm doing? And it took that realization
you didn't
to
have
say,
any
yeah,
self-awareness.
I care enough to slow down and think and ask about you too.
We are better people when people hold us accountable, even if we don't want to take it. Sometimes that self-awareness comes from other people.
Yeah.
Honest to God, saying things like that to Janine. Janine, look how she became a better person because somebody called her out on, you aren't listening, you're being selfish. And she went, I didn't notice.
My bad.
So good for you, Janine, for reflecting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Acting and taking the feedback. Good for you.
Being an adult. That's a good part. That's the most important part.
Absolutely. All right, Janine, we'll find your theme song by tomorrow. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Bye. We appreciate you. Jeez.
All right. So it's jerk.
Sweeped.
Wow. All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.